keep on going and the patience. Oh Allah, grant me ease.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. As-salatu was-salamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen. Amma ba'd, fa'uzu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. As-salatu was-salamu alayka ya Rasulullah. Wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Habiballah. As-salatu was-salamu alayka ya Nabiyallah. Wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Nurallah. My dear Islam brothers and viewers of Madni Channel, welcome to another program, Our Issues. And our issues, we discuss the issues of our society, the issue of our time, the issue related to our lives and the lives of our children. And the topic which we have today is, has that time not come? So before we talk about our topic, let's listen a reciting salutation, peace and blessings upon the best of mankind, the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. The beloved and the blessed Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam has stated, when the day of Thursday comes, Allah azza wa jal sends his angels who have with them silver paper and gold pens. They write down the names of those who recite salat in abundance throughout the day of Thursday and the night between Thursday and Friday. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala sallam. So my dear Islam brothers and viewers of Madni Channel, our topic today, has that time not come? And this is related to that a time not come so that we can wake up from our state of negligence. Has that time not come that we able to realize that what reality of life is, that has that time not come that we start to practice upon our deen? Has that time not come that we start to follow the command of Allah Azza wa Jal and the examples of His beloved Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam? Has that time not come that we start to learn the Holy Quran, we start to practice the deen, we start to perform our namaz? Has that time not come to go and perform the pilgrimage, Hajj? Has that time not come to start fasting in the blessed month of Ramadan? Has that time not come to become pious? My dear Islam brothers and viewers of Madni Channel, so our topic today, has that time not come? Inshallah, we will mention many things. And I want to start off with a little story. Sayyidina Malik bin Dinar rahmatullah alayh, who is known as a great wali of Allah azza wa jal, and his story is such that how his life changed. Sayyidina Malik bin Dinar rahmatullah alayh, he had a daughter who passed away in early age. And Sayyidina Malik bin Dinar rahmatullah alayh, grief. And he, in this state, he was drinking alcohol. He was involved in intoxication. The time of Shab-e Barat came, he drank alcohol. In the state of intoxication, he fell asleep. What he sees, that he feels that there is something behind him. He turns around and there's a gigantic snake and he starts to run. In his dream, he's talking about Sayyidina Malik bin Dinar rahmatullahi, talking about his way of becoming, changing his life. He starts to run with the snake behind him. Sayyidina Malik bin Dinar rahmatullahi, he comes across a weak, grief man, and he asked for help from that person. The man said, I cannot help you. And Sayyidina Malik bin Dinar rahmatullah alayh, he continues running. The snake is behind him. Then he comes near a ditch. In that ditch, there is fire lit. He's about to fall into this ditch, and then he turns back, and he starts to run the opposite direction. Then he meets that same old man, that weak old man. He said, I cannot help you, but go to the mountain. Maybe you'll find someone who will able to help you. Mm-hmm. Sayyidina Malik bin Dinar rahmatullah alayh, he continues running till he reaches this mountain. When the Sayyidina Malik bin Dinar rahmatullah alayh, he entered the mountain, he saw that there were children there. And amongst them, there was his daughter. And she said that, this is my father. And she came and sat in the lap of Sayyidina Malik bin Dinar rahmatullah alayh. Sayyidina Malik bin Dinar rahmatullah, he asked her, what are you doing here? She replied that, oh dear father, the children who pass away, they wait for their parents, and so that they could intercede for them. And Sayyidina Malik bin Dinar rahmatullah asked, what was that snake which was following me? And she replied that was the angel of death. And he says, what about the old man? She replied that was your good deed, because there was so little, he could not help you. And he says, what about that ditch? That ditch was the grave. this is what was, that's that the, your life was being shortened and it was taking you towards that ditch, to that grave. She recited the verses of the Holy Quran, in which has been mentioned, the translation of which is, has that time not come to the believers to surrender their hearts to Allah Azza wa Jalla's remembrance and the truth that has come? When Sayyidina Malik bin Dinar rahmatullah alayhi, he heard these verses, his life changed. When he heard these verses, his eyes opened and he repented from his sins of intoxication, of alcohol, and he turned towards piety and he became a great star of the awliya Allah Azza wa Jal, amongst the greatest of the awliya Allah, Sayyidina Malik bin Dinar rahmatullah alayhi. So my dear Islamic brothers, this short story was for us to reflect that has that time not come that we able to change ourselves and reflect to change our lives. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, today we have with us Waseem bhai, alhamdulillah, talking about that, has that time not come, Waseem bhai? What have you got to say on this, inshallah?
MashaAllah, you started with a amazing story and how such a blessed individual's life changed. And you know, today we remember him, today we hear about him, and such a great individual, but this particular ayah of the Holy Quran was the means of him changing his life.
SubhanAllah.
And you know, this ayah of the Holy Quran that you recited of the Hanan bhai, it never changed one person's life, no.
SubhanAllah.
Many people, alhamdulillah,
SubhanAllah,
who we remember today, their lives changed.
Allah.
Fuzail bin Ayyaz, alhamdulillah, this is another great individual that we remember today as well. Alhamdulillah, we hear about his life and we hear about, mashallah, Azza wa Jal, the work that he did for the deen. It's mentioned that Hazrat Fuzail bin Ayyaz, rahmatullah alayhi, before, you know, his life changed, coming back to the point, it's mentioned that he was a famous thief of his time.
Allah.
Now, one day what happens is, you know, people were very scared of him and his companions. One day, a qafila was passing through his city, and Hazrat Fuzail bin Ayyaz, rahmatullah alayhi, just before that time, he's climbing an individual's house. Now, as soon as he's climbing the house, the person who was inside was reading the Holy Quran.
Allah.
And he was reading this particular ayah of the Holy Quran, which you've just recited. That has the time now come for the believers to surrender their hearts for the remembrance of Allah. It's mentioned that as soon as he heard this, he thought to himself, has the time now come? And it's mentioned that he came down from that wall and, you know, he was such in a state. He was all over the place, you know, he was crying. And all of a sudden he goes behind and this ghafla that I was speaking about, this passes. Now they don't see him. An announcement is made. The old people of the ghafla, all people who are traveling, be careful, because Fuzail bin Ayyaz and his companions are out. They come to steal from the individuals. Hazrat Fuzail bin Ayyaz, rahmatullah alayhi, listening behind his bushes, thinking to himself that, you know, the people, oh Fuzail, how selfish are you? How foolish are you that the ummah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is so afraid of you?
Allah.
It's mentioned that after that, alhamdulillah, his life changed. And you know, the pious people of Allah Azza wa Jal, they used to hear ayahs of the Holy Quran like this one.
Allah.
And this used to change their life. But unfortunately today, you know, this same
Well, these people weren't pious from before, Waseem bhai.
Yeah.
This became a means of their piety.
That's right. And you know, unfortunately today, you know, these ayahs are recited, the translation is there. But unfortunately, it has no impact on our lives. It has no impact on our hearts. So this is such a worrying point that, you know, we should contemplate on what's happening. You know, there's that narration that when a person commits a sin, there's a black dot that is placed on his
Allah
heart.
Akbar.
The more he commits sins, and then finally his heart gets so black that, you know, even if someone comes to advise him, it has no effect on that individual.
Allah.
So this is something that, you know, should really come on our mind. That, you know, today people come to advise us, we watch Madani channel, we watch the Muballigin, we watch Amir al-Sunnah, but if there's no impact on our heart, then has that time to actually come that our heart is so black that there's no nasiyat that is being affected in our heart?
Allahu Akbar. My dear Islam brothers and viewers of Madani channel, we heard regarding this one verse, regarding that, has that time not come that we turn towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Just think for a moment, and has that time not come for us to change if we are living a life of sin? If we are living a life of disobedience, if we are living a life thinking that death is not going to come to us, if we are living a life thinking that on the day of judgment we have not got to give an account, then realize that we have to give an account. Death will come to us. We will rise in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and we've got to give account for each and everything which we've done in the world. So before that time comes, let's wake up and let's realize that has that time not come for us to change, to surrender ourselves to the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Waseem bhai, we've talked about some of the pious people changing. You know, what are the things which should be reminding us of that time not coming? that has that time not come for us to change? They are reminders, because we are seeing these reminders day in, day out, but it just seems to be like something of the norm nowadays. Yeah. The reminders are there, but we not tend to take reflection from them.
Abdurrahman bhai, I remember a beautiful quote of Amir al-Sunnat. You know, he was speaking about this particular point, and Amir al-Sunnat said, you know, back in time of Abdurrahman bhai, when we had no technology, when we had no mobile phones, you know, if someone was to pass away in one area, only those people of that city would find that their so-and-so has passed away.
Allah.
People on the other side, if they were to find out, it would take a long time for them to find out. But today, because we have the TV, because we have social media, because we have the internet, you know, we can find out of people passing away instantly. Someone passes away in Pakistan, the people on the other side of the world are told instantly that so-and-so has passed away. So today we have got so much facilities, and especially through social media, so much news of death. So-and-so's passed away.
Allah.
So-and-so's passed away. What happened to him? Nothing. He was fine in the morning, in the evening, something happened to him and passed away. And you know, at times we talk about the elders, yes, but at the same time we also talk about the youngsters. People who are younger than us, people who are the same age as us, people who have the same name as us. What happens? Go out in the morning, you know, say bye to mom, I'm going to see you in the evening, don't return home.
Allah.
These are all lessons that come to remind us that, look, if someone so young, 17, 18, 20, 25, 30, can go, then what is stopping the angel of death coming to us? Obviously, we are going to go when the time is written. If he can go at that age, we can also go at that age. So these are points that are, but Abdurrahman bhai, you know, coming to in regards to death, one thing that I would like to say is that I think the mindset has changed today. You know, the people of the past, what used to happen is, Amir al-Sunnat mentioned beautifully, I was listening to him the other day, and he mentioned that, you know, when anybody would go to a janaza, and when they would see the state, they couldn't even recognize whose family members passed away. Because every single person was crying there, not for the person that's passed away, that remembering their own death. Everyone would think about their death, look, I'm going to have to go. So many people would be crying that for a person who would come from the outside, they wouldn't even recognize that who's the family member, who do we offer our condolences to? Because this used to be the state of the pious people of Allah Azza wa Jal. Something that we need to take note of today, with our own phone, we're sending messages out, so-and-so's passed away. This does not cross our mind that someday the news of our death would also be publicized. Today, you know, something that's so common, we go for the puri, you know, to offer, to do Fatiha. We're sitting there and we're remembering the person that's passed away. Oh man, he's passed away. We're doing dua for him. This does not cross our mind that, look, he's gone, I'm going to have to go as well. Janaza prayer, tikka, we have to go. The uncle's going to see my face, my auntie's going to see my face, his son or his father's going to see my face. We need to show our face. It is across our mind that, look, he's there as well. His janaza prayer is happening. It's going to happen to me as well. So in other words, there are so many reminders, but it's about the mindset.
Simple. SubhanAllah. My dear Islam brothers and viewers of Madhi channel, Alhamdulillah, Wasim bhai very beautifully put forward about, has that time not come? Meaning the time, there are reminders in front of us, people are dying in front of us, people are passing away, and it's not related to one age. People are dying of all ages, people are leaving the world, and this is a reflection for us, this is a time for us to reflect, that has that time not come that we turn towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because it could be today this person has gone, he has left the world, tomorrow it's going to be us. Wasim bhai, regarding death, you know, so many examples are there, of people dying, and this is something which are reminders, and this is something which should really make us wake up. Sometimes what happens is, we talked about youngsters in the previous episodes, that young people dying, some people dying in car crashes. Sometimes people are there at the incident, Wasim bhai, that they see that death take place in front of them, yet the people are not waking up from this.
Forward as well, in regards to someone who's been there. I know I've spoken to people as well, you know, who were such in a major accident. The person that they were sitting with passed away. It happened in front of them. The person that they were sitting with, he passed away in the car accident. But you know, the person's like, yes, brother, I'm going to change my life now. I'm going to read my namaz now. I'm going to go on the Madani Qafila now. I'm going to go to the house of Allah Azza wa Jal. But what happens? 1 month, 2 months, and you know, it's gone. It's like, you know, TK, he still remembers that, look, that happened that time. But this happened in front of you, brother. You were in the same car. It's a time for you to actually contemplate that, look, if he can go, I'm going to go as well. If this something can happen to him, then why can't it happen to me? And at the same time, talking about the positive side, Alhamdulillah, we know many brothers, Alhamdulillah, was involved in such incidents. You know, it happened in front of their eyes. It had such an effect that, alhamdulillah, they became practicing. Mm. They became scholars, alhamdulillah. We know, brothers, you know, something happened in life. They were there. They witnessed something so such a horrendous thing that it's mentioned that because of that, alhamdulillah, it woke them up. And alhamdulillah, they can become scholars from Jamiat al-Madinah, and today they are serving the deen, alhamdulillah.
Well, alhamdulillah, Wasim bhai, this is, you know, to everyone for reflecting over this, that we should all be thinking, hasn't that time come to us to change? It's not just in related to death should be a reminder, but there should be other things. Wasim bhai, people continue to live their lives as they are living. People, you have a scruffy lifetime sometimes, they live dirty, their houses are dirty, they're in a state, and they continue living like this. So it should be that, doesn't that time come for us to change our lifestyle sometimes? And sometimes people are earning haram money, they continue to earn haram. Hasn't that time not come for us to reflect and change from this, from haram to go towards halal? There are many other things for us to change in as well, that our living styles were seen by some people continue to live that one same way throughout their life, and they just leave the world in that state as well.
Abdurrahman bhai, you know, it's unfortunate that we find some people in our society, many people in our society, in actual fact, that, you know, they live with their life, they know they're doing something wrong, now something happens. Now, for example, let's talk the example of a drug dealer. You know, he finally gets caught. He goes behind bars, 4 or 5 years behind bars. Now he comes out. Now, those 4 or 5 years he spent away from his family. He spent away missing out those precious moments with his children who were growing up. Now, this was the time for reflection. This was the time for change. But what's happened? He's come back out, gone straight to that company again, and that's it. Allah. This was the time for him to change. But on the other hand, you talked about other aspects of life. Now, one example that I would give here is punctuality. Now, people, you know, who have suffered a lot because they were late, they're continuously late for something, late for their job, they lost their job. Mm. Now, making dua in the court of Ya Allah, please give me another job. Find another job. Back to square one. You know, a point that you should be changing your life. But unfortunately, so, you know, alhamdulillah, Islam teaches us as well that from our mistakes, we must learn. You know, if you have made a mistake and it's hit you hard, learn from that mistake. If you was unpunctual before, make this now a means of changing, because people are upset with that person as well. On the other hand, you talked about cleanliness. One person is not living his life properly in a clean way. Now he suffered from an illness. He's gone into hospital. From now on, I'm going to live a clean life. He's come back from hospital, everything's okay, he's gone back to square one. So this back to square one, this is not a sign of a successful person. A successful person, if you look at a successful person, whenever they hit hard, this is the means of them changing their life. And this is exactly what we should be doing, because everyone's got faults. There is no one that you will find in today's day and age that is free from problems, is free from, you know, committing mistakes. Everyone commits mistakes. But it's the matter of learning from your mistakes and moving on, inshallah.
So my dear Islam brothers and viewers, we talked about, has that time not come for us to change? Whether it's changing in the way we are living, we talked about living in people being using time in the right way, people being clean, having cleanliness in their homes, in the way they're living. Also, in the way we are doing things, sometimes Wasim bhai, we make the same mistake over and over again. Hasn't that time not come that we reflect over the mistake which we have made in the past? Mm-hmm. Right? Let's change it. Let's do something different. Sometimes Wasim bhai, a father makes that, or a mother makes that same mistake again and again with the children, then leading the children to move away from them. Sometimes the children make that same mistake again and again with the parents. And then, you know, they earn themselves the wrath of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by disobeying their parents. Hasn't that time not come for people like this to change?
Definitely, whilst we are still alive as well. You know, change your ways. Simple as that. Any problem, look, there's always, you know, people say this, successful people say this as well. There's always room for improvement. Look to improve your life quality, your life standard, the way you are living your life. Look to improve this. No matter, okay, you might be a successful person, but there's always room for improvement. Let's improve our life. Because if you have got no goals of the Hanan bhai, you know, how are you living your life? And alhamdulillah, for a Muslim, our goal is that we take our iman with us into the grave. It's simple as that. So of the Hanan bhai, many things come in our life to, you know, wake us up. But it's up to us now if we actually wake up or we continue to live that lifestyle. On the other hand, if you look at students as well. Now, one student, you know, he's missed his assignment. He never did well. What's the reason that you never did well? It's because I used to spend too much time with my friends. Now you've failed in 1 year. It's time for you to change. Oh yeah, brother, it's 6 weeks holidays. I'm going to do something now. I'm going to change my ways. Next year, you know, we hear this statement so much. See? Next year, I'm going to concentrate. Mom, don't worry. Next year, I'm going to get some good grades. The first week back at school, the first week back at college, the first week back at university, you are with those same friends again, and then you're like, oh, what's happened now? I can't get a job now.
Well, see, man, there's two times of the year sometimes people change. At the starting of the year, people make a New Year's resolution. And also, alhamdulillah, a lot of Muslims make an intention in the month of Ramadan. Mm. When the month of Ramadan comes, they make this intention, I want to change. And again, you know, maybe in the Ramadan, they probably haven't even changed in Ramadan. And then after, or some have changed in Ramadan, but after Ramadan, they've gone back to the old ways.
No, after Ramadan. Meaning you're talking about Ramadan, someone may be thinking after a few days, the night of Eid.
Allah.
You know, Ramadan has just finished. Maghrib has just hit. The month of Ramadan has just finished. That blessed month. That, you know, we worship Allah. The whole. As soon as that Maghrib time hits, what's happening out there? What's happening on our streets? What people are doing? It's like, you know, if you were to change your life, you know, for a few days or so, or for a few weeks, you know, continue that. As soon as it hits Maghrib time, as soon as Ramadan's finished, Allah, back Allah. To our old ways. So alhamdulillah, Ramadan is there as well, that these months come to change our life for us to gain closer to Allah. And you know, look at the mercy of Allah. The month of Ramadan, where good deeds are multiplied so much. You know, shaitan is locked up. You know, Allah's giving us these choices as well. Allah's giving us these chances as well through Ramadan and many others, like people passing away, many other reminders for us to change. But it's up to us. You know, one narration of the Hanan Bay. Amazing. You know, whenever I've gone to a burial or a janaza or anything like this where I had a chance to speak, I've always mentioned this narration. It's mentioned that every single day in the graveyard, you know, where our families, where our parents, where our relatives, where our friends are buried, every single day he makes the following announcement. All people of the grave, which people do you envy? In other words, if you look at it in this way, which people are you jealous of? Now, the people who are buried there, maybe someone's mother, father, brother, sister, whoever it is, they reply back to the angel of death. Oh, angel of death, we envy those people who can read their namaz because we no longer can.
Allah, Allah.
We envy those people who can fast in the month of Ramadan because we no longer can. Meaning they would love to come back and live their life again. It's not possible.
Allah.
Now we have got this opportunity. We have got we don't know how long we have got left as well. Maybe moments, maybe minutes, maybe hours, maybe days, maybe weeks we've got left. We don't know. But all we know is we have to go. Let's make this a change. Because, you know, let's make at least the intention to change. Because, you know, that beautiful incident, that person who committed 99 murders, and then he committed the 100th. Now, what was he doing? He made the intention to change his life. He was going towards righteousness. He passed away on that spot. Because he had the right intention, this was the means of him being forgiven, alhamdulillah. Make the intention. Try to change, inshallah, azawajal, Madina, inshallah.
My dear Islam brothers and viewers, Madhi channel, the reality is, has that time not come, we have to take that one step. We have to take that step on change, making an intention, like Waseem Bhai was mentioning, to change. Till we don't make that intention, we won't able to change. So you have to build this into your mind, first of all, that we want to change. Waseem Bhai, I want to mention regarding one action before we finish. And that is the action of Hajj. Because a reason I want to mention this in this topic of does that time not come, because so many people, Waseem Bhai, out there, they will have the money to go and perform Hajj. Mm-hmm. They'll have the time. They'll have the health. There's nothing restricting them from going to Hajj. Yet they still leaving that action, delaying that action of Hajj. And sometimes what happens is these same people, Waseem Bhai, they end up passing away. They end up leaving the world, yet they have not performed Hajj. And this is an action which is for many people, yet they delay it, and they say next year. Oh, some people have this concept in their mind, Waseem Bhai, that when I reach the age of 40, I'll go and perform Hajj. But when I reach the age of 50, I'll go and perform Hajj.
Let me get my kids married.
Oh, let me get my kids married. Let me send my mother or my father before to perform Hajj. And then they miss out on this opportunity.
You know, there's one narration of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. The summary is, it's such a narration that it's there to scare us. It's there to frighten us. It's such a narration because Hajj, it's not like namaz that, you know, you miss one namaz, mazallah, and then you have the opportunity straight away to do qaza. No. Hajj will only come once a year, and it's only those selected number of days that you can perform Hajj on. The hadith of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, that anybody who had the capability of doing Hajj but still did not perform Hajj, there is a risk that he will die without Iman.
Allah.
Now, such, you know, Iman is so the most powerful, it's the most precious thing that we have. You know, in this world, you could live for 40, 50, 100 years. Let's say 120 years someone lives. Okay. But that life, the internal life is there internally. If someone doesn't take their Iman into that life, he will never leave the fire of Jahannam. He will always remain in the fire of Jahannam. So this point, and this is a message towards the Madani Channel viewers and everyone that's watching as well, that look, if you have not performed your Hajj and you have delayed it, first of all, repent in the court of Allah. Make the intention that this coming year, this coming inshallah azawajal Hajj that will take place, we will go and perform Hajj. Because this narration, again I'll mention it, a person who does not perform Hajj and has the capability, it's mentioned that he is a risk that he could die as a non-Muslim. I just want to mention one more point inshallah azawajal, that today you will find many people in our society. Brother, I want sukoon, I want peace, I'm going to go to the Shisha Lounge. Now he went there, he got into trouble, there was no sukoon found there. Temporarily maybe, but long term there was no sukoon. Okay, now I want sukoon, mazallah, I'm going to go to the pubs or the clubs. Maybe a little bit, he was intoxicated, maybe he found a little bit of peace, he's back to normal reality. One person says that, okay, now I didn't find sukoon there, peace there, now let's go towards drugs. Find no peace there. Find wrong, find problem after problem after problem. Allah Azawajal has mentioned in the Holy Quran that verily in the remembrance of Allah Azawajal is the peace of the heart. Now seriously, you've gone many places, you've gone towards haram to find peace. You will never ever be able to find peace. Now let's actually, has the time now come that we come to where Allah Azawajal is telling us where we will find peace. You come this way, you do the dhikr of Allah, you go to the gatherings of dhikr, inshallah you will find peace. So you know, going here, going there, trying to find peace here, trying to find peace there. Let's stop this. Let's come back to the remembrance of Allah Azawajal. And seriously, Abdurrahman bhai, when you do the dhikr of Allah, when you remember Allah and when you remember His Prophet, you know, close your eyes, remember the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, there is that sukoon, there is that peace that, you know, you can't explain it. You know, those that have experienced it, they will be able to tell you. But it's such something that you can't explain. But all I can say is, it's amazing. It's beautiful doing the dhikr of Allah. Instead of going everywhere else, let's come to the house of Allah. Let's do the dhikr of Allah. Let's read our namaz. This is the actual place of peace, inshallah.
So my dear Islam brothers and viewers of Madhi Channel, today we covered the topic, has that time not come? Let's reflect over this verse of the Holy Quran. Has the time not come for the believers to surrender their hearts to Allah's remembrance and the truth that has come? May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the ability to surrender our hearts to His remembrance so that we can turn towards Him. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the ability to able to reflect over the things which are around us, which are happening and reminding us that we're going to leave this world one day. So my dear Islam brothers and viewers of Madhi Channel, has that time not come that we turn away from our wrong actions and turn towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Continue watching these silsilas on Madani Channel, our issues, so that we can able to reflect and change our lives. Continue watching Madani Channel. Sallu alal Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad.
Oh Allah, grant me ease. Oh Allah, grant me ease. Oh Allah, grant me ease. The courage and the strength to keep on going and the patience. Oh Allah, grant